I have is a good radio voice.
Maybe before the next show, you could practice a few words. You kind of had a little bit of trouble.
Don't worry about it. No one cares about that, honestly.
We're talking about on the radio.
No time to give up hope. Let's just keep going.
Time. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, DJ!
Here we go!
Here we go. Sounds like you were underwater. 6:11. You got Rick. You got Patty. Early morning fog this morning, so it's like pea soup again, except for the lower elevation. When I came into A Street, we were fine, but up there on 395 where I came in from, it was up at the top. It was some fog.
Oh, I know. When I was out walking DJ first thing this morning, there was like a haze.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we're not down into freezing temps, because that could have been dangerous.
Yeah, right now, 43 degrees, cloudy skies, and definitely a fog dense advisory in effect for you right now. As we get your day started, welcome to it. Throwback Thursday. That means the Numerica Impossible Challenge is on the way for you, plus plenty of chances to win some stuff. We've got a Visa gift card. We've got Luke Combs. It's starting on Monday. We'll talk about that. Light up Tri-Cities. Man, oh man, we got a ton of stuff to get to today. So let's get started. Grab your coffee, Red Bull, eggnog, hot cocoa, whatever you got. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
John Kane Brown, Famous Friends, 622, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Fog advisory in effect right now, 41 degrees. Be aware of that. But of course, if you're driving, you can see that there's fog out there.
So yeah, just be careful.
Please drive careful this morning, because and even though it's not freezing, it can create some slick conditions and environment. So be aware of that. Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. Something fun to chew on. Do you know someone who pronounces a regular word in a weird or funny way? Because we were talking about pecan or pecan, tomato, tomato. I mean, there's...
I know a lot of people, they want you to pronounce it that way, pecan.
Right.
I did a commercial for somebody's pies, and they go, it's not pecan. You must say pecan.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So it all depends on where you're at. My friend Micah, who we just had dinner, he could never say the word bagel. I think he calls it bagel. I think he says bagel. Goes, oh, I'll take a bagel. What? What's a bagel? It's a bagel. Bagel. So, but it was bagel. So I got to make sure. And funny things, if you start mispronouncing something, then I'll start mispronouncing something.
Different towns.
Yeah.
In, you know, depending on where you're at.
Yeah. That's a.
So when I lived in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. But in California, it's Lancaster.
I've been to Lancaster, California. Uh-huh. I know what you're talking about. The one that gets me, and my wife and I go around and around about it, is Albany or Albany.
Oh,
so there's
Oregon.
For Oregon, and then we have New York. Oh. So it's one of those things where every time I go, my people go to Albany. It's Albany, or I'm like, oh, okay. So my wife's an Oregonian, so she knows it. But I'm like, you know
how weird it is for us. And you know, we own a lot of radio stations nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, Rick, how would you pronounce this?
Right.
How do you pronounce that?
What was the one that we discovered? Lafayette.
In Indiana, it's Lafayette, Indiana. But down in Louisiana, it's Lafayette.
Yeah, Lafayette. So we learned these little lessons along.
So I'm like saying Lafayette, and the guy goes, down here it's Lafayette. What?
And so in retaliation, I'd be like, here's Toppenish, here's Nat Cheese, here's Buena. I mean,
yeah, we got our own going on here.
Come on, Mesa.
When I got here, over in Mesa. You could tell she's not from here. She's in Mesa.
Tucci. Mesa. Hello, Touche. When I first moved here, I went, oh, the weather in Touche. And they went, someone calls up, doot, 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 doot. It's Touche. I'm like, that says Touche. And I said, no, it's Tucci.
Oh,
so,
my gosh,
yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, you want to fire away west side, east side, we can
bring
fire
it.
Yeah, we can fire away. So, there you go. Let's have some fun with it. Do you know someone who pronounces a regular word in a weird or funny way? Share your comments on the way. That is our Facebook fun.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Patty with you, 41 degrees and a dense fog advisory in effect for you right now. Please drive careful. Time for some Nashville news.
Dolly Parton has released a new memoir. She says her new book, Star of the Show, My Life on Stage, takes a look back at her 7-decade performing career. In a cover story for People magazine, Dolly says she realized when she was putting the book together just how much she has sacrificed in her life. She lost her husband earlier this year and said, "I never had children, but I am thankful I got to see my dreams come true." Dolly says she's now gearing up for what's next, including her Broadway stage production, Dolly, a true original musical, and that is coming next year. Meanwhile, Cody Johnson and his wife, Brandy, welcoming their third child. Brandy gave birth to their son, JC Daniel Johnson, on October 21st. While the couple hasn't shared the news on social media just yet, Cody and Brandy are sharing that they have two daughters, 10-year-old Clara and 8-year-old Corey. Darius Rucker giving us an update on his wedding plans. He did an interview. He says he and his fiance Emily aren't actually going to plan a big, elaborate wedding.
We don't really have any plans. We're not going to plan. We're just going to get married. Have a big party somewhere.
Going to go to the courthouse.
You guys will be invited to the party.
All right. There you go.
Absolutely. I like it.
It's so fun.
Well, he didn't exactly share any more details about what kind of party he and Emily are going to have to celebrate. They announced their engagement in early October. Finally, Morgan Wallen tells CMT he grew up on cream of wheat rather than grits. He says, "I grew up on cream of wheat instead of grits. They're kind of similar things. Probably grits are better for you. I don't know." He says, "Actually, no, they're all bad." I don't know. Are you a fan of cream of wheat, or have you ever had grits?
I've had grits and I've had cream of wheat. Grits is when you. I've been to Nashville, so I had to have grits on the menu. And
yes.
I like grits. It was okay.
I'm no fan of cream of wheat.
But I like cream of wheat. You? I like oatmeal. I like all that. Yeah.
I'll pass. Those are your trending headlines.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Three, it's 1027-KORD at 649. You got Rick, you got Patty. 42 degrees for you, cloudy skies. Throwback Thursday. If you want to hear something, let us know right there on the app chat feature on the app. Also, another edition of Other People's Problems coming up in just a little bit. Chrissy's got a situation with Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that here in about 10 minutes. You know, the cool thing, Patty, we got a lot of things going on. Right now, we got that great Target, that $500 gift card that you could win.
Yeah.
Which is very super cool. A $500 Target gift card you could win. Also, we're going to combo that with a $500 gift card from Golf Universe.
I saw that.
So that's so cool. So this thing is going up to like $1,000 value right
now. That's pretty amazing.
It's real amazing. Big thank you again to Golf Universe, right on target for the holidays. And if you want to win that Target gift card plus that $500 gift card from Golf Universe, for the golfer in your family, they're going to love this.
That's an awesome deal.
Yeah, log on to the KORD mobile app and win that. Also, Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Super excited about that. Campbell & Company. Let's get the decorations out. $500 up for grabs there, too.
I'm starting to see decorations out. You want to get them done because it's starting to get colder. So why not get those decorations? Get them up. And when you're ready, go ahead and upload them to the KORD mobile app.
So many great things and so many great ways to win. And then we're super excited because on Monday we kick it off. Luke Combs in Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. And we'll give you a chance to fly off to see Luke just in time for the holidays. Super awesome fly away. Hotel accommodations, airfare, $500 spending cash. The guy's got like 19 number one songs. Every song's a hit. And it's Luke Combs in Vegas. So great way to get signed up, right, Patty?
Pretty amazing.
That's right. 820, 1020, 120, 420, and 720. We will give you a chance to fly off to see Luke Combs. And congratulations again. We did announce the winner yesterday for Lainey Wilson. And again, congrats to Angie. She's going. So Angie
E. I saw that.
Yay, Angie. She gets to go see Lainey Wilson in Vegas. Now we're going to send you off to see Luke Combs. So more chances to win more often right here, 1027 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
We're number one for new country, 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you. 41 degrees for you right now. And, of course, the hazy fog. Got a fog advisory in effect for you. So, please, drive careful. Can you see the blue bridge?
I can see the bridge.
All right.
It's not that bad.
Well, when you get... So it's
in
up
areas,
high,
it is.
It's up higher when you come down. Because when I came down 395 this morning, it was pea soup. And then the minute I dropped to the blue bridge...
It
cleared up.
Yeah.
And you came from 240, so...
I did.
Same situation going on there. All right, Chrissy's got a situation with Thanksgiving. What's going on with Chrissy here?
Rick and Patty, my family is mad at me. We're all on a group chat, and I'm hosting Thanksgiving this year. I texted them that I would like some money to pay for dinner. Well, some of the family members didn't respond. Others were mad, said I invited them, so I should pay for it. Times are tough. I'm barely scraping by. That's why I asked for a little cash to help. They say I'm wrong for asking. Am I, though? What's your opinion on this? Shouldn't my family pay me at least something for the food and drinks that I'm providing? Chrissy in Richland.
So, now, normally, if this was my foster mother, if I was inviting one person over, then my foster mom would say, yes, you would be expected. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you invited people and didn't say anything.
I said one person. I didn't say a plethora of people. I said one person.
Right, okay.
If I invite somebody over to my house for Thanksgiving, in response, the person invited should go, hey, do you need me to bring anything? What would you like me to bring?
See, not all people do that.
No, I'm just saying. There are manners and etiquette when it comes to that. Now, on the flip side, if I am inviting everybody over to my house, then I don't see a problem with saying, hey, guys, can you kick in a couple bucks? So we're going to Oregon. We're going to the farm. My wife's family has a farm. And my wife is on the phone with her mom. And they're talking about, well, what do you want? Who's buying what? You know, and who's bringing what?
Yeah, so it's a group effort.
Group effort because there's going to be a bunch of people there. And so especially right now with groceries being so expensive. I don't have a problem with that. I think that you should be allowed to go, hey, man, again, they don't have to get money, but you bring the olives. Hey, you bring the stuffing. These are things that you could do.
I agree.
I'm at an age now. I guess I'm just getting old. Well, I'll write a check. I'm like, I don't want to cook. I don't want to prepare anything.
I know you can. You know what? You can go to grocery stores. Some of the grocery stores offer. You know, you can get a boxed meal and
they do all that for you. But yeah, I'm at an age where if I was on this group text and my sister said, hey, you want to pay something?
I wouldn't have a problem.
I'm like, how much? Yeah. Here you go. Here's $75. Whatever it is. Yeah. Because I don't want to do the work. I just don't want to do the work.
I get it.
So, Chrissy, we'll do our best to solve this for you. Patty, what do you think? Do you think, what's your, if you...
I would kick in. I don't think you're asking for too much. I don't. But if you invited them without saying anything, like, you know...
Yes, if you said you had everything covered...
I don't think what you're asking to is too much.
Right. So if someone...
Provided what kind of atmosphere we're in today.
Right. And especially if you said, hey, everybody's invited, and then someone says, hey, what can I bring? And they say, don't worry about it. Well, now, hey, that's on you.
Yes.
That's on you, and you're not allowed to gripe about it the whole time. Like, look at all I had to pay. No.
Yeah, I don't think you're asking for too much, but... you should have put it out there when you invited everybody first, right up front.
Exactly. I know a lot of houses have a lot of different traditions. They jump from house to house to house and different things like that. But again, I was raised properly, I believe, at least I hope so.
Yeah. It's nice for a guest to ask, hey, what can I bring?
Do you need anything? What do you need? And so I think that there are different etiquette for that. So, all right, Chrissy, do our best to solve it for you. Other People's Problems brought to you this morning by Cliff Septic. Let us know what you guys think. Chime in on it. We'll share your comments on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD. Getting excited for next week. Zach Top in town on Saturday and Sunday. Two big shows. Toyota Center, and we will have tickets starting Monday. A chance to win some more tickets. Final chance to win those tickets for Zach Top will happen on Monday. We're going to do a little contest called I Never Lie. So that's going to kick off. Patty's going to be
I'm guessing there's some lying involved.
Patty's going to be a big fat liar on Monday. So we'll talk about that coming up on Monday for a chance to win the last Zach Top tickets that we got for you. If you didn't realize this, Thanksgiving, just 2 weeks away from today, a brand new study by Harvard reveals that there are three main ways Americans pronounce the word Thanksgiving. 26% of Americans emphasize the thanks. 65% of Americans place their emphasis on the give of Thanksgiving. And 8% of people switch it up. According to the study, Southerners say Thanksgiving, while Northerners say Thanksgiving. So what's it going to be?
I've never even heard of this.
Thanksgiving.
I just say Thanksgiving.
Well, but I hear the emphasis on the give. I hear the giving part of it there. So do you know someone who pronounces a regular word in a weird or funny way? What's the word and how do they pronounce it? Again, my buddy Bagels, he calls it Bagels. And I'm like, what? It's not a bagel. It's a bagel. So anyway, so I got a buddy who does that. And a little odd little
way. Some people mispronounce things all the time. My husband is really good at that.
Chocolate. What about chocolate or chocolate or any of those? I mean, there's just so many different ways.
Is it caramel or caramel?
I always say caramel.
Do you? Yeah. I just go, no, caramel.
Or caramel.
Is it a caramel apple or is it a caramel apple?
Oh, it's caramel apple.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so there you go. That's how I said, yeah, caramel apple. Okay. Yeah. So we all got our ways of saying stuff.
We do.
We do. So we'll take some calls, have some fun with you guys on this. What regular word, weird or funny way do you pronounce? And everybody's got their words that, you know. Just before we go to break.
What?
You live in the state of Washington.
Oh, not Washington.
It blows me away when Washingtonians go, I live in Washington. What? You don't live in Washington. You live in Washington. Washington.
When I lived in Pennsylvania, people in Pennsylvania are lazy with their L's. A lot of people just live in Pennsylvania.
Wow. That would be weird for me to hear because I would call it Pennsylvania. Yeah. Same as you've always been taught. All right, we'll take some calls. This will be fun. Rick and Patty, 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old fashioned way at 509 547 KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Or New Country, 1027 KORD at 738. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 42 degrees, cloudy skies, and a fog advisory in effect for you coming up. All right, coming up here, other people's... coming up here, we got the Numeric Impossible Movie Challenge.
Yes, for 2 months of Netflix.
Yeah, that's coming up in just a little bit. Sorry, I got this person going in and out of it.
Every day.
Distracted me. Because you see somebody coming in your corner of your eye.
I know.
And you're like, what's going on?
So, I know.
And so the nice thing about our studio is we do have windows on all sides of it. We do. Which is kind of cool, but if people are coming in and out, you easily get distracted.
My big excitement for the day is watching the sales guy back in.
I know, that's your favorite thing.
And I miss it. And then I miss it 4 times out of the 5 days.
And Patty's bummed when she misses it. She's like, I missed the guy backing into a spot. Because we do enjoy making fun of people who back into spots, especially at the radio station, because we laugh at it because we just don't. I mean,
you got to go forward. He can never back straight in.
Right, he just can't.
I'm the same way. I get it. I hope my neighbors aren't criticizing my back, backing up skills.
Yes, so he wastes more time trying to back in and out.
Spends a lot of time.
Right, back it in and out rather than just pulling in and going, okay, I got to go, I got to leave. Right, so it's just our little running joke in the building here. That's all. Don't take it so serious. You know, Thanksgiving's around the corner. A lot of people say it Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving. So there's just many ways you can say this, right?
Yes.
So we've been taking your calls. And we were talking about words, someone who pronounces a regular word in a weird or funny way. So my buddy does bagel for bagel, and I thought that was always an odd thing. So 547-KORD, what are we mispronouncing this morning?
All right, I have a daughter in her 30s.
Okay.
And she says salt instead of salt.
Oh, salt.
It's like S-A-U-T, salt instead of salt with an L.
Okay.
And we have, way back even in school, we worked on it, and it didn't do a bit of good. She's 32 today, and still she cannot say salt. She says thought.
See, It sounds like thought to me when she says that, when she's like, thought. No, it's salt. But okay. 547.
It's different.
It is different. 547 KORD, words that are getting mispronounced. What do you got?
Okay, this one's my husband, and he admittedly calls a library a library. He leaves that second R out.
Yeah.
And guess what profession our oldest daughter is?
What?
A librarian.
Of course
she's a librarian.
Librarian. Okay, I think I heard that one on occasion.
I know. So is it February or February?
I thought it was February. Yeah, I have to slow myself down.
But a lot of people just say February.
Yeah, February. February.
Here's one that'll get you. Is it your birthday or your birthday?
It's your birthday. Your birthday.
Birthday.
I know.
A lot of people don't say TH.
It's the birthday.
Birthday with an F.
See, we're just as guilty too. We're just as guilty. There you go.
But also things are different. I had one again. I was going to say the Forked River because it was spelled F-O-R-K-E-D. Right. I would say Forked. But they have the pronunciation. It's the Forked River.
It was the Forked River?
Yeah.
Not the Forked River?
It's Forked.
But you know what's so...
I wouldn't know that.
But you know what's so funny? If we all started talking with the exact, like you said, birthday. Hey, it's Patty's birthday. That would... Then you're like, what are these freaks doing? They'd be like, you'd be laughing at us. All right, we'll take more of your calls. This is fun. It's Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Thurman, days go by, 7:52. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Of course, it's Thursday, which means it's time for the Numerica Impossible Movie Challenge,
yep,
Patty.
This is where Rick's going to play. We are going to play a very famous movie clip. Once you know what it is, you will call us at 547-KORD. That's 547-5673. And if you are correct in your guess of the movie, you'll be rewarded with 2 months of Netflix, courtesy of Numerica Credit
Union. All right, today I'm going to be honest with you, Patty. This is a gimme. This is a gimme. I'll be shocked. If you can't figure this one out, boy, we'll just have to send you to theater school or something. All right, so here you go, 547-KORD. Here is today's famous movie clip. Even Patty can get this one. Here you go.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
All right, there you go. Do I even need to play that twice? Probably not. So 547 KORD. Good morning, KORD. You got a guess for us. What movie is that from?
Good morning. It's definitely Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, I know. That is definitely Dirty Dancing, and that's definitely what I call a gimme today. Yeah. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Who's this?
My name's Candace.
Well, good morning, Candace. Congratulations. And there you go.
Great job, Candace.
And Candace, we do agree that the first Dirty Dancing is the best. Even though they've remade it, it's still
You can't.
Yeah, the Patrick
Swayze. Absolutely.
All right, Candace, hold on here. We'll get you taken care of just like that. She's the big winner. Congratulations. Don't worry. We do it all over again next Thursday, the Numerica Impossible Challenge, right here, 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
809, number one for new country. It's 102.7 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you right now. Expect some light rain today is what they're saying. So a chance of a slight rain shower a little bit later on. It looks like...
I was just going to say, you know, we kind of gauge the fog. We can't see the Blue Bridge from where we're at.
Oh, okay.
So it's getting worse.
It's getting worse out there. So just be aware of that. A couple things going on. Super excited for you. Number one, Luke Combs. We kick into that on Monday with a great flyaway to Vegas, thanks to Legends Casino. Light Up Tri-Cities is back. Campbell and Company bringing it to you. The big showing of the holiday lights and Light Up Tri-Cities. This is going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is going to be a lot of fun. Somebody's going to win $500. And like we joke, you just always put the $500 back into more lights.
Yeah.
But actually, no, you can do whatever you want with that $500. But we are grateful for Campbell and Company, and we are doing Light Up Tri-Cities again. I guess it officially kicks off tomorrow. People will be able to upload
photos, we're super excited about that. I don't know how many people have got their lights up right now anyway. We're just kind of priming the pump today.
Letting you know that it's going on.
Light Up Tri-Cities, get out the strings and get them up on your building. It's going to be a lot of fun. Businesses can participate. Homes can participate. We'd like to see all those lights.
But not Senske.
Not Senske, man. That was big news. We got that.
You said that yesterday, yeah.
Well, I kind of suspected. So a lot of people
didn't know what was going on.
So a lot of people don't realize Senske has not been in that building for a year. They're not there. I mean, they're just not. Now, this lawn service still exists and all that. Mm-hmm. But they moved their corporate offices last year out of state. And so a lot of people were under the assumption that they were still in the building. Well, that building's up for sale.
And so there's not going to be that big display that we look forward to every year.
Yeah, it's a big deal that Senske light display is going away. One of my personal faves. Now, they did recommend, they did post yesterday about it. And they said John Dam Plaza, which does look amazing. When they get that all lit up.
John Dam Plaza is amazing. They have the stage and that's a whole light show and the trees are all decorated. Right. They bring out that Santa's Christmas Village and all that. That's a fun time.
But it was a bummer because a lot of people are they going to do it next year? Mm-hmm. And like, nope, Senske doesn't exist in the way you think Senske existed like it was. It still exists, but it doesn't exist the way it did. So there you go. We're just passing on the news for you.
But the good thing is that there are neighborhoods, and I know that you in years past have done like a map of Christmas displays where people can see.
We'll do that again. And in my neighborhood, what is it, Christmas Cane Lane or whatever it is, where they've got the books out there and the lights and all that.
Yeah, there's a whole neighborhood that does
that. That's close to my neighborhood where I live up there off Olympia and all that, 27th and all that. So plenty of great lights to see and be a part of Light Up Tri-Cities. Love this with our friends Campbell and Company. Why not win that for yourself? And you know what? Holidays are around the corner. You want to look fit and trim. Thanksgiving's coming up. Christmas dinner's coming up. Well, we've got the secret on number one, how to lose weight and then maintain the weight loss. Right, Patty?
Can I just tell you a nice problem to have is that there are some belts that I can't wear anymore because they're too big. So now I've got one that's got holes all the way through so I can just keep going. It's a nice problem to have.
It's a nice problem to have. And I lost 20 pounds. You lost over 50 now.
I'm like at 54.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, my goal is 60.
Yeah.
So
I'm coming around the bend.
Hopefully.
And thanks
let's
to
get there soon.
Thanks to TriCitiesWeightLoss.com. They do it for you, right, Patty?
Yep. You can go to, like Rick just said, TriCitiesWeightLoss.com, and you can call 509-410-0670. It's a free consultation.
Yeah, they'll take care of it. Ashley, Dr. Lopez, why not look your best for the holidays? You can do it. We believe in you.
I tell you, if I can do it, anybody can.
Anybody can do it. If we did it, you could do it. And just let them know when you get there. Rick and Patty sent you. 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
1027 KORD. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. You got Rick, you got Patty. 824, 42 degrees, cloudy skies. That fog advisory still in effect, so please drive careful this morning. Starting Monday, Luke Combs, thanks to Legends Casino. Another great flyaway. Luke Combs going to send you off to Las Vegas, and we'll get the codes at 820, 1020, 120, 420, and 720 five times a day for a chance to see Luke Combs in Vegas. And we announced our winner for Lainey Wilson. That's posted right now on the Facebook. Congratulations, Andrea. She was our big winner, so enjoy that great flyaway. All right, other people's problems. Going to tie this off. Chrissy in Richland, Thanksgiving's around the corner. She got quite the situation going on,
well,
Patty.
I get it. She invited everybody to come to her house for Thanksgiving, and now she's asking for, well, she texted them that she wants some money
to pay for dinner.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Some of her family hasn't even responded, and she's like, hey, times are tough. I'm barely scraping by. That's why I asked for a little cash to help. They say I'm wrong for even asking. Am I? What's your opinion on this? Should my family pay me at least for some of the food and drinks that I'm providing? Chrissy in Richland wants to know.
Yeah, a ton of people are chiming in on Facebook. You can call us. You can app chat us. And what are people saying, Patty?
Ask everyone to bring a side dish and a dessert. You provide everything else. That's from Sarah.
That's right. Devlin says maybe instead of asking for money, you should make it a potluck style. Everyone brings a dish and always done. We've always done it that way. And that's from Devlin. Good one.
Alondra thinks the same. Why is no one bringing dishes to help out and lessen the burden for you? That's from Ryan. He says, I know my family, someone will host. We all divide up who brings what to complete the meal. And then we all share the cleanup afterwards.
DJ says, if the money is low and you still want to host, ask everybody to bring a dish to keep the tradition going. I bet family would understand, but to flat out invite them and then ask for money for the dinner would be a turnoff, and that's from DJ.
That's what Michelle says. You shouldn't offer to host it if you can't afford it, or do it potluck style and let everyone bring a dish, and then the work and cost is spread out.
Julie says, if it's not a potluck and you can't afford it, don't open up your home. Let someone else. Hard times fall on all of us in our lifetimes. Bowing out with dignity is better than groveling under the criticism. Can we agree families are not built the same as in the olden golden days of simplicity? Thank you, Julie.
Levi says, flat out, if you're the one who piped up and initiated everything and said I'm hosting, then you shouldn't be, you should be paying for it. Ask them for sides and desserts, but not for money.
Kathy says, why not ask them to bring a dish instead? A lot of people are saying that, right?
I'm looking at most of them. I don't see why they can't donate or give you $5 to $10 if they're not bringing anything. Yeah. In my family, they all bring something.
Yep.
We also make it a group chat and state what we're able to bring. Since we're having Thanksgiving at my house, I cover what's not being brought or made.
Right.
From Kimberly.
All of you guys have basically said, hey, man, if you can't invite everyone and then turn around and go, hey, give me money.
You can't do that.
It's much better to
if you, I think you can redeem yourself, you know, well, I don't know now. It's kind of because you've already like asked for cash. But
potluck style. Yeah. I get that. Hey, can everybody just bring a dish?
That's a great idea.
And we're all good to go on that particular situation. That's how I was taught. My manners were taught to me is like, yeah, if you invite somebody, you're paying.
It's hard to do it all yourself.
Well,
I know I would just have my parents.
Yeah.
And it was a big deal. And I mean, just for me to make a turkey and stuff it and do all that and potato, you got to time it out right.
I've already hoped
nothing burns.
I've already said on the flip side,
it's a whole to do.
Besides that, if you were taught manners, you have the
I'm inviting you, but the next thing out of your mouth is, what can I bring? Because that's the manners I was taught. It's not just, oh, yeah, great, I'll see you then. No, it's, what can I bring?
Right.
And then if they say you don't bring
nothing,
anything, then
still bring something.
Oh, someone always brings, like, the champagne or the wine something, the bring your own beer.
A gift of some sort.
Yeah, exactly. Housewarming
to
something.
To show your appreciation.
All right, Chrissy, did our best to solve it for you. A lot of people are saying there's so many different ways you can tackle this, and we wish you well. Take some of these comments to heart. You can still chime in. 547-KORD. App chat us what you would do. We want to know. It's other people's problems.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.